Well, hello out there to all you denizens of the Booniverse. I hope your new year has gotten off to a lovely start, and if you've made some resolutions but have failed to keep them thus far, don't beat yourself up too hard over it, because I think we're all in the same skiff. I generally don't make New Year's resolutions because I know that the prospect of keeping them isn't a good one. Anyhow, I intended to post an update long ere now, but for some reason I just wasn't in the mood or the spirit didn't take me or something. But it's taking me now, so here I am. My New Year's Eve was very uneventful. I, alas, was not feeling well. My poor parents, I feel so badly for them. For about 6 weeks before Christmas, my dad especially, but my mom too, had this horrible cold that just kept hanging on and hanging on. When I saw my dad around my grandma's birthday on the 6th of December, he had a terrible cough, and it was affecting him at night, and I would end up being wide awake just listening to the poor man cough. Anyhow, all this is to say that at Christmas time, they were still not feeling very well, and I think I might have caught a wee bit of something from them. It didn't amount to much, thank God and all the little fishes, but I did have, on around New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, an earache and a bit of a sore throat. So I ended up staying home and unfortunately not doing a whole lot. But that's okay because I had some really nice days after New Year's Day. A very nice friend of mine from church, my friend Beth, came over this past Saturday. She told me she'd had a Christmas gift for me and we couldn't get together before Christmas because we were both crazy busy. So she finally had a chance to come over on Saturday. So we had tea together and a really nice visit. And she brought me a lovely scarf. It's very soft. It's not a winter scarf. It's meant to be worn with a blouse or a pretty top or something like that. It's a paisley print scarf in pinks and purples with a brown and white fringe. So I asked Beth what she would suggest I wear it with, because I'm not really a scarf-wearing person. I would like to wear this one because she gave it to me, but I wasn't really sure what I ought to wear it with, and she did give me some good suggestions. I also talked about it with my mum, and she said that when she comes over next, she'll take a look at it and tell me which of my tops it would look best with. Beth also knows that I collect angels, so she brought me a really, really beautiful white ceramic angel in a kneeling position with hands folded in prayer. And I like it because it's very detailed. One can feel every feather on the wings, and I think the angel is female. She has an abundance of hair. So it was great to spend some time with Beth. She stayed for about an hour. Then on Sunday, we had a memorial service at my church for all those who had died in 2015, and it was a beautiful service, but very sad. But a cellist and one of our choristers did the Pie Jesu from the Duroflay Requiem, and oh my gosh, that was so beautiful, it brought me to tears. Then on Monday, another lady from my church paid me a visit. She's actually my church elder, but she and I have become very good friends in the years that I've been attending this church. So she was doing her usual round of winter elder visiting, and I was one of the names on her list. But she's such a lovely lady. She stayed for about an hour and a half. Again, I gave her tea. I also have an abundance of tea, as well as an abundance of angels. So I have all these different kinds of tea, and whenever anybody comes over and wants tea, I feel like I have to sort of mention them all in case there's something that somebody would like above anything else. So, you know, I'll say to a visitor, would you like tea or coffee or hot chocolate? And if the person says tea, then I feel like I have to rhyme off this whole list. But it's a good thing I did, because Beth wanted to try my ice wine tea. And Mary wanted to try my green tea with peppermint. They both really seemed to like their selections. So anyway, Mary stayed for a good hour and a half and we had a natter. She very kindly looked at some mail that I had. I get a lot of mail that is not for me. It's for a previous tenant. And envelopes don't scan very well. So I asked her if she would mind just telling me I had some letters that I had received that day in the post. And I asked if she'd mind just telling me if they were for me. And two of them were. And she said, hey, well, I'm right here. Do you want me to just look at them for you so you don't have to scan them? And I'm really glad she did because one of them was my new Medic Alert membership with a card in it that actually has to be cut out of the letter in a certain way so that it will fold up and fit in one's wallet like a credit card. So one has to cut this letter or this card in a certain way, and I probably would have not known how to cut it out of the letter and would have torn it. And the other letter contained my replacement photo ID card with my new address on it, which is great because that means that now I finally have sufficient ID that I can get my iPhone put in my own name. When my parents got it for me for Christmas of the previous year, so not this past Christmas, the year before, I didn't have enough ID to satisfy the people at the Bell store, and we had to get the phone put in my dad's name. I will be so happy to get it put in mine. So anyway, it was just great to see those ladies again, and I hope that they'll manage to make it around more often. On Wednesday, however, I had what Lucy Maud Montgomery of Anne of Green Gables fame would call a Jonah day. Everything that could possibly go wrong did go wrong, much to my detriment. But I'll try to make it humorous more than a pity party because, well, pity parties are just no fun, are they? So, Wednesday morning, I woke up and decided that I wanted to be productive and industrious and get a whole bunch of things done. So I decided, I had a shower, cleaned the bathroom, did some housework, and then I decided to get some laundry done. Well, when I make my way down to the laundry room, I'm so familiar with this building now that I don't bother using my cane, because it's kind of hard to lug a laundry basket and carry a cane anyway. So I was going down the stairs along my merry way, tra-la-la, when I kicked something and nearly fell headlong down the stairs. Luckily, I had my hand on the railing, managed to save myself. The object in question that I kicked did fall headlong down the stairs, though. I had no idea what it was, but when I got to the bottom, there was a maintenance man working there, and he heard the kerfuffle, and he came to investigate, and he said, you know what? The cleaning crew that we have here, admirable as they are, neglected to take away a wet floor sign yesterday that was at the top of the stairs, and that's what you kicked. So then when I got to the laundry room, the maintenance guy, thank God, was still around, and he said, you know what, these machines are unhooked. I am so grateful that he was there to tell me that, folks, because if he hadn't been, I would never have known they were unplugged. I would have inserted my money and then wondered why the hell the machines weren't working. So he said, apparently there was a problem in the laundry room yesterday. I will hook these machines back up for you so you can do your laundry. That man totally saved my butt that day, and you'll find out more as to why that is later on. He is now officially my hero. So I've just been praying that God will bless the life of Ben the maintenance man very richly, because he certainly blessed mine. Anyhow, to make a long story short, I was able to get my laundry in the machine. I had to do two sets of sheets and a few other odds and ends, and was able to arrange that. I later found out that the reason the machines were unhooked was because